Diana Bertoldo, your host of the Permission to Rock podcast and founder of DianaBertoldo.com, where rockstar creatives, truth seekers, and born to be leaders create the life and business of their dreams beyond the realms of limitation. My agenda for this podcast is to help you cut through the energy of limitation and connect you with what's truly possible when you allow your unique genius, energy, potency, and passion to lead the way and freely create the reality of your choosing. So today I want to talk about something that tends to generate a whole lot of limitation for people. And that something is called the fear of mediocrity. This fear is a deadly one, my friends. It robs you of your intuition, awareness, the beautiful beingness that is uniquely you. It robs you of choice, creativity, and your ability to actualize what you really want. For most entrepreneurs, there isn't a dirtier word: mediocrity. Mediocrity is the bully in the playground that no one wants to tangle with. And I say bully because it literally bullies you into standing down, hiding, diminishing yourself, and all you've got to offer. And I hear this a lot from my creatives. What if it doesn't work? What if people don't love it as much as I do? What if it tanks? What if I fall on my ass on this one? All of those what ifs are so tightly bound up by the fear of mediocrity. Nobody wants to be associated with that word. It's the kiss of death in all circles. But the fear of mediocrity is a trap. It's a trap that's been built to keep you small, undisruptive, predictable, and controllable. And as an entrepreneur, well, I think that should really piss you the hell off. Because it keeps you from creating, from growing, being seen, connecting, sharing, and it keeps you from the betterment of you, your work, and your business. In truth, it keeps you from ever throwing your hat in the ring the way you need to be, the way the world needs you to be, freely, bravely, and with everything you've got. That's what extraordinary is made of, by the way. That's the energy that generates the extraordinary results you really want. But you've got to risk slipping in the puddle of mediocrity to reach the extraordinary. There's always going to be some mud, puddles, imperfections, and losses on your way up to creating something bigger and better than you've ever created before. You know this. And mediocrity is like mud. It washes off. But only if you get out of the puddle, reorganize, revamp, throw a new punch, and keep moving forward. So right now, if you would, after all that we just kicked up, I want you to call forth the energy of everywhere you've been bullied by mediocrity and thus denied yourself the possibility to be, do, and create something immensely extraordinary. And everything that kicks up in consciousness, let's now release, recant, return, and invert all those limiting constructs, triggers, choices, and accumulative effects now throughout all time, space, energy, and dimensions, energy, space, and time. And what's been made so real and true for you about mediocrity that's actually keeping you from being, from creating and experiencing the extraordinary that you seek? Yeah. And everything that stirs up in consciousness, in feel, image, thought, touch, sound, space, and beyond, invert it all now throughout all levels of your being, at all dimensions, space, and lifetimes. And just how much freedom, how much joy, how much money, impact, and growth has the fear of mediocrity cost you, your business, everyone and everything you desire to contribute to? And how much regret, shame, resentment, frustration, and self-judgment have you accrued and still carry as a result of resisting mediocrity? Oh yeah, you feel that? and all the energy that's kicking up. Release, recant, and invert now at all levels of your being, throughout all time, energy, space, and dimensions now. And clear the accumulative effects of those patterns, including all memories, particles, imprints, and remains now. What if it doesn't work? What if people don't love it as much as you do? What if it tanks? And everything that kicks up in consciousness, let's now release, recant, return, and invert all those limiting constructs, triggers, choices, and accumulative effects now throughout all time, space, energy, and dimensions, energy, space, and time. But how about this? What if it does work? What if people love it far more than you ever do? What if it generates and creates more success and favor than you've even allowed yourself to imagine, hope, or ask for? Anything held in consciousness that doesn't allow for that, release, recant, return, and invert it all now, all patterns, triggers, contracts, and sources throughout all time, space, dimensions, and lifetimes. What would it be like? What would it feel like to make peace with mediocrity, to forego the opportunity to use it against you in the destruction of you and all you can be, do, and create ever again? Yeah. And anything held in consciousness that doesn't allow you to choose peace with mediocrity, and everywhere you've been bound by others' stories, other people's stories and opinions about it, release, recant, return, and invert it all now. Clear all patterns, triggers, and sources throughout all time, space, dimensions, and lifetimes. How many ideas, projects, and creations have you neglected? Have you put on hold, filed away, abandoned, or trashed because the fear of mediocrity got the better of you? And how much of your energy has been locked up in hesitation, doubt, inaction, indecision, and hiding? And everything that kicks up for you in consciousness now, including all regrets and conclusions, pointing to the wrongness of you. Release, recant, and invert it all now, times infinity and beyond, at all levels of your being, at all dimensions and lifetimes, and clear all imprints, memories, particles, and remains down to zero minus infinity, and harmonize. Who can you be now, and what can you create in your world without the fear of mediocrity running your reality? What's truly possible for you? What's truly possible for you? And anything opposing your greater possibilities of being, creating, sharing, and accomplishing. Invert all opposing energies now throughout all time, space, dimensions, and energy at all levels, depths, and dominions. Good job, Rockstar. Listen, don't let mediocrity bully you, my friend. Because as with all things, not everything they appear to be are at all what they appear to be. I want to thank you for joining me today for our Permission to Rock podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to seeing you all next time. May the energy continue to shift and expand, always in your favor. Bye for now, Rockstar.